សូមគោរពបងប្អូនប្រិយមិត្តកម្ពុជាទាំងអស់ទាំងប្រទេសស្រីកញ្ឆាចាប់គប់គប់ Dub Addiction កញ្ឆាចាប់ភ្នំពេញសប្បាយទាំងអស់គ្នា Yeah កញ្ឆាចាប់ភ្នំពេញ Dub Addiction បបប្រសើរកុំប្រយ័ត្នណា
Welcome to PCP. It's me, Pete Kogel, with another episode of Weird and Wonderful Music from all over the world, brought to you from my small little village, a beautiful day in Lynfield in Sussex, which is just a bit south of London, just a bit north of the coast. Beautiful place to live, and wonderful day it is. It's quite blowy, but it's a beautiful sunny day. Summer has finally arrived in the UK. Let's just hope it's not just today. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. You can't beat living in England when it's lovely weather, but you can beat living in England when it's pissing down. I can tell you that for sure. But anyway, let's get on with the music. That first track was a track I've been singing on for quite a while now. It's an album that's not yet out, but should be out soon, hopefully on Metal Postcard Records at metalpostcard.com. It's called Ganja Dub, and it's by Dub Addiction meets the Kampuchea Rockers Uptown. Based out of Phnom Penh in Cambodia, and wonderful stuff it was too. I've had that on one of my running mixes for a while as well. It's damn good stuff to run to, I can tell you that. Oh, yes, we have some wonderful music today, all over the place. And I'm going to take you now to one of many visits to the US. There's quite a few artists from the US, and then ending on with some artists from India in this particular show. But this is a track called Feeling the Blues by Lidsky.
Oh,
nicely deconstructed blues there by Lidsky. You can find him at soundcloud.com/Lidsky, L-I-D-S-K-Y. He's based out of Denver in the US, and I picked that up from Gravitas Records, gravitasrecordings.com. I should have said where you can meet, where you can find out more about Dub Addiction. He's got a Facebook page, actually. It's one of those Facebook pages where there's a huge great number afterwards, so the best thing you can do is head over to petecogle.com, where, of course, all the show notes are there. I've sort of slightly restructured the page a little bit. You've got to do a little bit more digging to find the things that you want, but they're all there, along with lots of interesting bits and pieces of music. Music news, music loves, because that's what we do here at PCP. So anyway, that was Lidsky. He is, I think, you know, really, really good indeed. Now, I've got three artists coming up now. I'm going to start you off with another track by Jaco Gardner. So I'm going to have a sort of a bit of a segue here, a bit of new psychedelic segue. So of course, you remember Jaco Gardner was one of the artists I picked up at the Great Escape, which was a few weeks ago now. Too funny, because it goes so damn quickly. But this is a track called Clear the Air, and then we're going to have a couple of tracks that I have played before on podcasts. One of the bands I have seen at the Great Escape before, so we're going to be following it with Black Angels, and then ending up with the Stevenson's Ranch Davidians. So if you're not ready to sort of get hip into the hippie phase, then I suggest you trip in. Or was it cool out? No, was it drop out? Chill out? Tune in? No, I can't remember now. I obviously wasn't there, was I? Anyway, this is Clear the Air by Jaco Gardner. Thank you. I still find that album totally, totally magical. That was the Stevenson's Ranch Davidians, a track called Getting By from their first album. I think they've had two albums out now. I'll go and dig out the second one if I can find it somewhere. It'd be really interesting to play. You can find them at the Stevenson Ranch Davidians. That's Stevenson with a V. And before, they're based in California, I should say. And before that, we had Black Angels, who I memorably saw with Mr. Gumbler down at a very small club in Brighton. Wonderful stuff. Drenched in reverb, they were drenched in reverb. You can find them at theblackangels.com. That was a track called Black Grease. And then before that, we had the opening track, which was Clear the Air by Jaco Gardner at jacogardner.com, J-A-C-C-O gardner.com from Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Really, really good. Let's move into a bit of a dubby phase now. Let's have this track. I've been playing this quite a lot. It's got a long intro. It's a 10-minute long track, but it's well worth getting into. So turn the controls to the heart of the dub. This is To the Other Side of Fractal Space by Globula.
Thank you.
Marvellous. That was To the Other Side of Fractal Phase Space. I think I missed out the phase word on to mention earlier. By Globular. He's based out of the UK. You can find more about him at facebook.com/Globular. Got that from the excellent Ectoplasm Records. That's Ectoplazm. Well worth checking that label out. Well worth checking any of the labels that I play, actually, because I mean, I think it's nice that I play this stuff for you, but I do hope you go out there and check a bit more and follow a few links that I've presented to you and download some of those fantastic albums out there. That is definitely one of them. So what am I going to play next? Oh yes, this is King of Possum. He contacted me just recently and said I didn't know where he came from, and he told me he comes from Cologne, Germany. This is Mash Up the Dance with him. The do love what he does. That's King of Possum. Play a lot of him on the, in the dub zone if you've not heard that before. But reggaedubwise.com/King_opossum. That's one P and two S's. Definitely worth checking out. There's some really good tracks there. But of course, reggaedubwise being what it is, I've been there this morning to have a little look around. It's down again. It seems to be sort of down again every so often. I think the person that tries to sort of keep it running runs out of cash. And can't keep it going up and down as it, you know, as it were, which is a bit of a shame really, but good place, good artist. Now the next track is from an artist, you've got to pronounce this very carefully, they're called Master Bases. Yes, I did say that, Master Bases. And this comes from an album, I think it's called, the Warning LP? EP? Let me just check. What's it from? It's from the Warning EP. And the track The Warning is a track I played on a drumstep version of the dubstep zone I had a few weeks ago. And it is, honestly, it's still one of the tracks I keep coming back. It's so damn good. This is the last track on the album. It's called It's Gonna Be Alright.
Yeah.
Awesome. I think it was absolutely fantastic. That was It's Gonna Be Alright by Master Bases. You can find them at masterbases.bandcamp.com, where you can download that album for, I think, whatever price you want. Actually, it's very good indeed, so check it out. And if you haven't heard the warning, then go over to pcpkogel.com and have a look for Welcome to the Drum Step Zone. And that's the first track, and it is absolutely a killer. Really good. Now, in a couple of weeks' time, it'll be, well, by the time this podcast goes out, it'll be Podcrawl again. So if you are a London listener or a London podcaster or something like that, or you a UK podcast and you want to come along to the Podcrawl, check it out. It's, you know, drop me a line if you've never been to it before, but you're all welcome. Anybody that likes podcasts is welcome to come along to the Podcrawl. It is not quite sure where we're going to be this year. We might be in a different place from normally on. We usually go around the Oxford Street area and Soho area of London, but maybe somewhere different. We shall see how it goes. Unfortunately, Mr. Grumbler and Mr. Clitheroe are not going to be with us, so it's going to be a little bit sad. I shall have a little wee bit to cry, but I'll have a glass of beer, and possibly my daughter will be with me as well, so it'll be quite interesting to see how it turns out. Right, the next track is called I Am. And indeed, I am, by Solular. He's based out of Austin in the US. I got this from Gravitas Records. I think it's amazing. Solula. You can find them or him at gravitasrecordings.com/album/awake. excuse me. And yeah, I thought it was really, really good indeed, so I want to play that for you. That was from, he's based in Austin in Texas, in the US. So we've had a few tracks from the US. We've had them from Austin, California, Los Angeles. We've got another track in a minute from San Francisco. But this track is another track by Velociraptor, the amazing band we saw in Down the Great Escape. Only 10 of them on stage. There could have at least been a couple more. This is Cynthia. Some nice bit of surf rock there, perfect for this kind of weather, I suppose. That was Velociraptor, based out of Brisbane in the US, not the US, Australia. Good grief. Velociraptor.com.au is where you'll find them. That track is called Cynthia. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, I got another email from somebody speculative in the course of the week, and of course, you're more than welcome to send me some speculative stuff. If you are in a band, or you know a band, or you have some just music you just like, please do drop me a line. Pete.Kogler@gmail.com is where you can find me, and I may well play it on the show. Like this. This is a band, a duo. They sent me just one line out where they just said The Warheads. .com. So I went and had a look, and I found there was a huge number of projects all available for free to download. And I said, well, who are you? So I emailed them back and said, who are you? And they said, well, you know, we're very, very elusive. We're a duo. We're based out of San Francisco. So there wasn't an awful lot to say or find out. But I did do a little more digging and found that this particular album, this is the eponymous track of an EP called Lady Mumbai. And they did a few more collaborations with more artists on there, of which many do actually have their names written on it. So it's less of a sort of anonymous collection, but more anonymous, as it were. This is Lady Mumbai by The Warheads. Thank you. nice? Wasn't that nice indeed? So good to hear that flute sound played in that sort of way. Really, really good. Lady Mumbai is that particular track from the album or the EP called Lady Mumbai by The Warheads. Check it out, thewarheads.com. All the albums are available to download for free. So do your worst, do your best, share it with your friends and get the name out there. That's what we do here and that's what I want you to do. And of course, I want you to do that. Now, being a Facebook member and you know seeing things on Facebook, occasionally you get sort of stuff into your inbox, though your wall that somebody has recommended, and somebody recommended this lady. She's called Holly McNish. She is a poet, a slam poet, based in the UK. And there's been a lot of crap talk recently about sort of immigration, and I saw it on the local paper saying immigration must stop. You know, this country, like all countries, certainly like America, is a country based on immigration. I mean, my background, you know, my family name comes from Scotland and originally, well, actually from northern Scotland, almost sort of Scandinavian, really. And, you know, there's connections from all over the place. So, you know, the fact that I am British and born British doesn't necessarily mean I've always been, you know, my family's always been British. But this is a very interesting little piece. So Holly is Holly McNish is a poet, and I liked what I heard so much. I've taken the liberty of putting it to a little bit of music, in the style of Linda Kwesi Johnson in dub. So the dubbist is called Ashley. He's based at the UK. You can find him at ashleysound.webs.com. You can check out more about Holly McNish. That's H-O-L-L-I-E, and then McNish is M-C-N-I-S-H. This is Mathematics Dub.
He said those goddamn Pakistanis and their goddamn corner shops built a shop on every corner, took our British workers' jobs. He said those goddamn Chinese and their goddamn China shops. I told him they're from Vietnam, but he doesn't give a toss. I ask him what was there before the damn Japan man shop. He looks at me and dreams a scene of British workers' jobs. Of full-time, full employment before the goddamn boats all came, where everybody went to work for full-time, full weeks every day. A British business stood there first, he claims, before the Irish came. Now British people lost their jobs and bloody Turkish they're to blame. I ask him how he knows that fact. He said, because it's true. I ask him how he knows that fact. He said he read it in the news. Every time a Somalian comes here, they take a job from us. The mathematics, one, from us to them, it just adds up. He bites his cake. He sips his brew. He says again he knows this plot. The goddamn Caribbeans came and now good folk here don't have jobs. I ask him what was there before the goddamn Persian curtain shop. I show him architecture's plans of empty goddamn plots of land. I show him the historic maps, a bit of sand, a barren land. There was no goddamn shop before the Pakistani came and planned. Man, I am sick of crappy mathematics, cause I love a bit of sums. I spent 3 years into economics and I geek out over calculus. And when I meet these paper claims that one of every new that came takes away one's daily wage, I desperately want to scream your maths is stuck in primary. Cause some who come here also spend, and some who come here also lend, and some who come here also tend to set up work which employs them, and all your balance sheets and trends, they work with numbers, not with men. And all this goddamn heated talk ignores the trade the Polish brought, ignores the men they give work to, not plumbing jobs but further to, ignores the guys they buy stock from, accountants, builders, on. And I know it's nice to have someone to blame our lack of jobs upon, but immigration's not that plain, despite the sums inside your brain as one for one, as him for you. As if he goes, they'd employ you, cause sometimes one that comes makes two, and sometimes one can add three more, and sometimes two times two is much, much more than four. And most times, immigrants bring more than minuses.
So there we are, a little bit of slam poetry, and actually I should really put more slam poetry, or any sort of poetry, into the show, because I do rather like it. It's cleverly done, and I think her points are well made. So the music in the background is Ashley, as I said. He is based out of the UK. There's a track called Jamaican Dub, and he's off the Dubkey record label, which you can find at dubkey.com. And you can find him at ashleysand.webs.com. And of course, Holly McNish at hollymcnish.com. I shall be definitely keeping my eye out for more like her. And if you have any poetry you think is worthy of playing, whether it's to a musical beat or whether it's just a cappella, just let me know. And if you've not heard anything by Linton Kwesi Johnson, then do check it out. Linton Kwesi Johnson, K-W-E-S-I. Fantastic man, and his... accolades and followers, as it were, was Benjamin Zephaniah. And Benjamin Zephaniah has put a comment on Holly Minich's website saying, "I can't keep my ears off her." Fantastic. This next track is one of two from New Delhi in England, but you wouldn't know from the sound of it. This is Rude Boy Skank by the Scavengers.
Original Scavengers, they're on the scene. Yeah, she no want the banker boy, she want the criminal. She no want no IIT professional. Want the rude boy, the girl, she want the animal. She want the animal, yo. Now follow them, the fashion, them fashion we not follow. Have me wanna image them, the image we not borrow. Babylon, I try to make me inside hollow. They try to make me inside hollow. Who's the girl? She no want no banker boy, she want the animal. Want the rude boy, the girl, she want the animal.
Then I can love him and all of me can attend his years. And no love fraction of my common self will be out shopping somewhere.
Love the type of girl when I get impressed by money spender. Enough one them a compose and profile, but them a pretender. Devastate them just like September type passenger. Cause one thing, rude boy, should I remember? Remember that guy. She don't want no banker boy, she want the criminal. She don't want no IIT professional. She want the rude boy, but she want the animal. She want the animal.
None of me can attend each kiss. And no love fraction of my common self will be out shopping somewhere of the TV, kissing the news in the side of an alley, giving up the ghost to a hole in a wall, paying penance to the most golden of all, holding a tube of toothpaste, smiling in a field, gives credit to the way you hold me here. Happy, all toothless and loose, bathing my hands, kissing the news.
The one of the brand new sounds coming out of New Delhi in India, of course, that was the Scavengers, or Scavengers, of course. There's a very clever play on words there. You can find them at facebook.com/Scavengers. My phone beeping there. Rude Boy Skank was that particular track, and really good to hear that. It comes from one of those Stupid Ditties or Stupidities albums available from Enuit.bom. And you can find them at Enuit.bom.com. That's N-E-N-E-N-N-U-I. That's Enui. And then the letters are the name, the words, the letters, D-O-T for dot, B-O-M-B, bom, Enuit.bom, and then .com. The dot is a dot, not a dot. You know what I mean. Check it out, pcoggle.com, if you get a bit confused. Bloody marvellous stuff. Really good it was, too. And that brings me to the last track, which is also from that album. I think it's from that album. Was it from a different one? Let's have a little look. That one is from another one called Stupid, Stupid, Stupid. This is from an artist, I kid you not, called Emperor Minge. Say no more. They're also based in New Delhi. New Delhi. This is the Chute song. I've been Pete Coggle. You've been whoever you are. This has been PCP. See you soon, folks.